This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're still losing jobs as we battle the coronavirus. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with the latest numbers.
Far fewer Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, though layoffs remain high. Some 730,000 people sought jobless benefits, a drop of 111,000 from the previous week. It's the lowest figure since late November, but still historically high. The jobs market has made little progress the past 3 months, but key sectors of the economy are showing signs of picking up, and economists predict more growth as virus cases drop, vaccinations rise, and Congress considers President Biden's relief package. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Republicans are standing firm against President Biden's COVID relief package, but Democrats plan to push it through the House tomorrow. Lawmakers are waiting for a decision that could help or hurt the minimum wage provision. That decision will come from the Senate parliamentarian. Dr. Anthony Fauci has advice for you on which COVID-19 vaccine to get now that the FDA is expected to approve a third vaccine, Johnson & Johnson's. He says take whichever vaccine becomes available to you.
When a vaccine becomes available, take it. I mean, a vaccine that when the vaccine gets by the FDA in an emergency use authorization and then ultimately, hopefully, in an actual full approval, take the vaccine.
Dr. Fauci on the Today Show warning Americans not to hold off on getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, assuming it's approved, while waiting for the slightly more effective Pfizer or Moderna shots. A former Boeing engineer is alleging that he was unfairly investigated by the FBI on suspicion he was spying for China. This is AP News. Lots of people want to buy new homes.
New home sales figures for January show housing remains one of the strongest segments of the economy. Demand for new homes surged 4.3% in the U.S. this January. According to the Commerce Department, the annual adjusted rate, 923,000, is stronger than economists were expecting. Sales of new homes are 19.3% higher than they were last year at this time. Robert Frick, an economist with Navy Federal Credit Union, says sales would have been higher if builders could build faster. The median price of a new home sold in January was $346,400. Persistent demand and low interest rates have pushed prices 5% higher from a year ago, outpacing wage gains, and the cost of labor and materials like lumber is also rising. I'm Jennifer King.
Something to keep you company during the pandemic lockdown. Former Beatle Paul McCartney is writing his memoir. It'll be out in November. Paul McCartney, 78. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.